Hello, this is Holly, and I am going to read the sentences on the images that you see here. These are puns, P-U-N, a pun. A pun is an expression in words that makes fun of one word or more than one word by the way the words are pronounced. So you are supposed to hear something different than what you hear, or a pun can be a twist on the meaning of words. So for example, stealing someone's coffee is called mugging. Now many of you probably know that a mug is the noun, the name of the noun for the container that many people use to drink coffee from. So if you have a mug of coffee, and you have another mug of coffee, and another mug, and everyone is drinking coffee together, you might call that mugging, make up a fun new word. But in reality, in English, mugging is not a nice word. A mugging is when someone has been attacked by another person for the purpose of stealing something. So someone here is making a joke, a pun, using stealing related to mugging and adding coffee. Stealing someone's coffee is called mugging. So they are trying to make mugging have a new meaning, and a meaning that's still not nice. It is still not nice to steal someone else's coffee, but it is not the same as the true meaning of mugging. So the play is on the word mug and the word steal and the word coffee are all important for you to understand the joke, the pun. My father loved to tell puns, to create and write puns, and his letters and his conversation with anyone were always filled with puns. Many friends and family members would groan, "Oh, Dad," when he would say one of these puns. He had several favorites, and we would hear them frequently. But here, I am asking you to read through all of these. Going down the list, so the one below stealing someone's coffee is called mugging, is pasteurize, too far to see. And in the list of challenges I've given you, I ask you to read these puns aloud, and then to read aloud one two or three or more times until you have it memorized, then to close your eyes and speak it aloud slowly, syllable by syllable. So I'm going to practice with this short one, pasteurize, too far to see, pasteurize, too far to see, pasteurize, too far to see. And now I'm going to close my eyes. Pasteurize. Too far to see. Pasteurize. So the pun is eyes. Too far to see. If something is past your eyes, it is too far away. It is too far to see. if it is way past your eyes, sight of vision, your eyes. So pasteurize, I-Z-E, sounds like E-Y-E-S, your eyes. And what do your eyes do? They see. So pasteurize refers to a process used in milk. You pasteurize milk. It has nothing to do with seeing, but the pun, the joke, is on eyes. So you have to listen and speak and read and write. Sometimes you need to write out the word E-Y-E-S to get the joke, the pun. So I challenge you to do that with each of these. And laughing is good mouth exercise. So number three here is to laugh, even if you don't yet understand or get the puns, the jokes. Laugh. It's good exercise for your mouth. It helps your mouth be ready to try to pronounce other words in English. And I have more challenges there for you. And I hope to hear and read many replies from many loopers. Thanks for listening.